This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. We switch gears, and we're continuing with Mike Wolf, the prominent lawyer, and Mary Patricia Ray, who is a prominent political strategist, but certainly is a student of humanity. And humanity was on the front page of The Advocate in a big way last Friday. Front page, judge suing ex-girlfriend over a $62,000 diamond ring. This ring, as reported in the story, was purchased from Lee Michaels, features 2.18 carats in the center, surrounded by more diamonds that also line the sides. The judge, Wayne Ray Schutz, 69, is suing his 42-year-old ex-girlfriend, Ellen Julia Clevenger, seeking the return of the ring. But the woman, Ms. Clevenger, says she intends to keep it. According to her, he presented it as a ploy to shut her up about marriage and not with a true proposal to wed. Schutz, who's an elected judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeal, filed his petition in Livingston Parish. He's also seeking reimbursement of up to $45,000 in expenses he incurred on her behalf, including the purchase of a long-haired chihuahua named Maisie and an Amazon Prime subscription. Mike Wolf, you're smiling, but this is serious business, and of course, there's always precedent involved. And what does the court have as precedent to rule on this case?
Well, I looked up the precedents yesterday evening, and I've got three of them here. It's pretty simple. Basically, they say that it's a factual issue. Conditional donations are allowed in our law. If the condition is not fulfilled, the donation can be rescinded. In an engagement ring given in anticipation of marriage, if the marriage does not take place, the gift can be recovered. And that's what the cases say, basically. And they usually come down to an argument about whether the rings were engagement rings conditioned on marriage or whether they were just gifts, like birthday gifts, or what they call a shut-up gift. And the cases used that before, that terminology. They said a man in a case in 2012 from Mandeville said that the woman said it was really just a shut-up ring. She said that, and the court agreed.
So she got to keep the ring?
She got to keep the ring, right, because it was just a shut-up ring and not a— because they never married. All of these fact situations presuppose that the marriage did not occur.
But Mary Patricia, what kind of a man of any kind, but especially one in the public eye, would subject himself to potential humiliation?
Putting my political consultant hat on, it is— It is puzzling, and so, you know, there must be some very important personal motive behind airing your grievances in public if you're an elected official of any kind, but particularly a judge who's willing to go to court and kind of put some of this dirty laundry out there for the public to read about. And so you wonder a little bit about the finances. Maybe that's what's really important here. Although I think we all know in personal situations like this, it's usually not the money that is driving the motives. And I read more and more about these kinds of situations where, you know, I think you mentioned earlier, don't want to steal your thunder, but the man scorned.
Hell hath no fury like a man scorned.
Yeah, these days, and it kind of it reminds me a bit of what I deal with at the Capitol as a woman sometimes, that we're not— the women in the relationship work, and otherwise they're not supposed to have the power, especially when it ends, and men don't always take it well.
Well, Mike, if they were married, what would be the ruling?
Well, the rules are different. In general, I didn't research that specific issue, but there have been civil code articles that address that, because it was used to be common to give gifts in contemplation of marriage, even by third parties or parents and so forth. Large gifts, sometimes large amounts of money, and in general, those are considered irrevocable. That's the usual rule for a marriage gift.
Well, we've had some high-profile cases of late involving jewelry, involving Louisiana prominent people. Drew Brees is suing his jeweler, who apparently overcharged him, according to Drew Brees, by about $10 million for jewels that the quarterback purchased. And now Wayne Ray Schutz says he wants the $62,000 ring back. But throwing in the expenses, the woman had moved in with the judge. And now he wants expenses. Some would say this is really cheesy stuff, Mary Patricia.
Well, you know, the Feminine Mystique, a book written in the last century, talked about the problem with no name. These housewives who felt like there was something wrong. They were unfulfilled, but no one could really tell them what was wrong. So most people kind of just told them they were crazy. And I think as gender roles in our society continue to shift and change, women are now earning more and taking on larger roles. I think the men in our society have a problem with no name, but no one's telling them they're crazy. They're being validated in this problem with no name, and you see it on the front pages of the paper every day. And in fact, actually, this is a little bit wacky.
Well, and this lady does have a name, and it has been reported, and her name is Clevenger, as we know, and she is a lawyer, I believe, herself. So she is a woman of substance, and this was an adult relationship that ended, as most relationships do. And Mike, obviously it did not end amicably.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about the expenses. That's one reason I was smiling earlier, because it's easy. It's traditional to give rings, engagement rings, and so that's a token of an anticipation of marriage. But the pet dog and the living expenses and so forth, mm-hmm. you don't usually think of those as being given and conditioned on marriage. He may be expecting it. Now, most obligations to pay money are based on agreements, that they're based on contract, sometimes implied contract. So you'd have to ask, well, was there some understanding here that if they didn't marry, she would be expected to say, repay the expenses for the last year if she had lived with him that long? And that would be very, very strange. And it almost makes me imagine improper contracts or contracts that might be against public policy or good morals if they're contracts for sexual services or something like that. So right. I don't know what the basis is, you know, for that
Well,
claim.
John asked if there are any comparable cases involving a woman suing a man, and I suspect it's someplace, maybe not in Baton Rouge, but I suspect this has happened the woman asking the man for materials that were provided during the relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure questions about gifts, marital gifts, have certainly come up, and women have often been the plaintiffs, I'm sure.
And the same standard of whether it was given in contemplation or as a condition of marriage would apply. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think the issue is that usually the woman is not the party giving something like an expensive ring as a condition of marriage, just because of how we happen to do things and heterosexual relationships in our society. So there's not something expensive to ask for when things dissolve.
Well, according to the story, the lawsuit has been assigned to Judge Jeff Johnson, 21st Judicial District, same division where Judge Schutz served as a judge for 18 years. Jason Harris, the Livingston Parish Clerk of Court, says the suit was randomly allotted to that division. And the lady, Ms. Clevenger, says she will not give up her fight. And Ellen Clevenger, I think some people would consider her to be a victim. She didn't ask for this to become public, and it is public. And it is, I'm sure, not only embarrassing for the judge, but also for her, Mary.
Well, I, as a woman, I would say that I would never want to classify someone as a victim on their behalf. And I'm positive that, like you said, Ms. Clevenger, as an attorney, is a competent person who will be competently represented and will make sure that she is not herself victimized in court or in the press or otherwise, as much as she's capable of doing so. And clearly feels that she's entitled to keep the gift that was given. And I wish her luck in her representation. Mm-hmm. And I hope that as the press continues to cover this, it's not in the spirit of clickbait, well, but in the spirit of a good substantive discussion about what's actually happening here.
And lastly, a listener asks if you would use this as an issue if you were running against Judge Schutz.
Look, if I'm hired by Judge Schutz's opponent, which I hope I'm not, I don't do a lot of judicial races. I guess as a political consultant, my answer is everything is fair game, but I would give good advice. And if it's going to backfire, it's going to backfire. And that's, you know, it's not something you use. He clearly feels safe in his
somehow,
seat.
And somehow, Mike, I doubt that Judge Schutz realize this is going to be on the front page of the newspaper record in Louisiana.
Maybe not, but it looks pretty embarrassing to me.
I don't know how he would not know. I just
I think he might have thought it would be a story, but the Advocate, in its wisdom, chose to make this a front page story, and we're talking about this. And Schutz claims he proposed to Ellen Julia Clevenger shortly after Valentine's Day, and she agreed to move into his house. He purchased a ring for her on February 29th, 2016, on Leap Day, and things did not go well. She moved out, and he wants his ring and some money back. And
I predict a settlement.
We'll see what happens. Usually. There have been cases in East Baton Rouge Parish, I know one in particular, where there was a settlement. And before we leave, today is the 84th anniversary of the birth in Tupelo, Mississippi, of the king of rock and roll, Elvis Aaron Presley. He died at 42, so do the math. He's now been dead almost as long as he was alive. And as we part, let's hear from Elvis Presley.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.